Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is Thursday, the second day in the month of October 2025. And we have come with a heart of gratitude this morning. I just want us to say a word of thank you to the one who has made today a possibility. Unto you, most invisible Lord, we want to say thank you this morning. Please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, I'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven Manual that says, you must eat average. You must eat average. Our aim for today is taken from Aim 24. I want to be like Jesus. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Matthew chapter 1 to chapter 4. Our memory verse is taken from Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13, which says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Our Bible reading for today is taken from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28 from verse 8 to 13. Deuteronomy chapter 28 from verse 8 to 13. From verse 8 it reads, the Lord will send a blessing on your bands and on everything you put your hands on. The Lord your God will bless you in the land he is giving you. The Lord will establish you as his holy people, as he promised you on oath. If you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in obedience to him, then all the people on the earth will see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they will fear you. The Lord will grant you abundant prosperity in the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock, and the crops of your ground, in the land he swore to your ancestors to give you. The Lord will open the heavens, the storehouse of his bounty, to send rain on your land in season to bless all the works of your hand. You will lend to many nations, but will borrow from none. The Lord will make you the head, not the tail, if you pay attention to the commands of the Lord your God that I give you this day and carefully follow them. You will always be at the top, never at the bottom. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, if you hate something, you will do everything to avoid it. When I was in secondary school, I and two of my friends were the best in mathematics. However, even though we scored above 90%, our mathematics teacher will always tell us that we didn't do well because we didn't score 100%. At least one day we scored 100% and we said, let's go and see him to hear what he will say now. We got to him rejoicing, but our joy was cut short when he said, your mates are in the university solving advanced maths and you are rejoicing over 100% in elementary maths. His comments made me hate anything less than the absolute best. This is why I get disturbed when I see people celebrating mediocrity. Years ago, when secondary school results in Nigeria were presented at grade 1, 2, and 3, and passed, the principal of a particular college in Lagos was rejoicing because, for the first time in the school's history, one of the students got grade 3 results. However, another college principal wept because for the first time a student went as low as having a grade 3 result. As seen in today's Bible reading, God's will for his children is that they will be above only. And no Christian should ever settle for average. If you think you have attained your greatest height, you must know that it is someone else's starting point. In Ezekiel 47 from verse 1 to 12, God showed Ezekiel a man with a measuring line in his hand. And for every 1,000 cubits he measured, the water level rose. It started from the ankle to the knee and then the waist before it became a mighty river. Some people might reach the ankle level of success and think they have arrived. They don't understand that there are greater levels of success waiting ahead of them. While the sons of the prophets were content with being average, Elisha pressed in for a double portion of Elijah's spirit, like we see in 2 Kings chapter 2 from verse 1 to 15. The sons of the prophet knew that it was time for Elijah to be taken away, and they even knew the day it would happen. However, they were satisfied with having revelation without power. Elisha, on the other hand, didn't settle for average, and the Lord used him so mightily that we can never forget his name. People who settle for average never stand out. Beloved, make up your mind to be absolute, to be the absolute best that God has destined you to be. Don't settle for average. Today's open album comes to the key point that says, you are destined to be above only. Never settle for average. You are destined to be above only. Never settle for average. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.priestpalashready.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour, you will see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine, copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalashradio.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us to hear my voice again and to be gathered for another word from the mind of God. To remain blessed, have a beautiful day today. Bye-bye.